Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago on a Thursday morning. Triple Play Thursday will return next week. We didn't do it this morning because Dan Shigrew, is in Florida, and he will return on Monday morning. Dan Long is filling in for him. Again, Dan, thank you very much, my friend.
You know it.
Doing a great job, as always. Dan used to be my producer when I did the Saturday evening show.
Yeah, the old Saturday night show.
And then he'll be filling in tomorrow as well. Because, again, legally, we have to have someone named Dan produce the show. We keep breaking the law, though, because Ben has been producing a couple of times.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you get away with...
Well, we have this rule, I guess, that we can expand it a little bit, where the person's name has to have three letters and end with an N.
Three letters, one syllable, end with an N.
That's exactly right. Yes. That's how we're getting away with Ben producing. He produced yesterday and did a great job as well. So thank you to you guys for working while Dan is away, and he'll be back Monday morning. 312-981-7200 is our number for talk and text. Were there any entertainment stories last year that stood out for you? Anything that you remember that were really big stories? A lot of big stories happened in the entertainment world. And, you know, it's January 3rd, very, very early into the new year. And we always look back at the year before around this time. And, you know, in the world of news and entertainment, we talked about TV earlier with Dan Feinberg. And a couple of weeks ago, he picked his best TV episodes and stuff like that. And on Monday night, or Monday morning, I should say, on Monday morning, right at the top of the show, Eric Childress and Colin Suter will be live in studio for our annual roundup of the year. So we're going to tell you about the best, the worst, and all kind of subcategories for the films of 2018. And that's also the morning after the Golden Globes. So I'm going to do a bunch of Golden Globes coverage as well, and that'll be Monday morning show. And by the way, I can give you a tomorrow morning show. Tomorrow morning, Bob Madea is going to be with us. He is our Sherlock Holmes expert, and there's been... A lot of negative press about Holmes and Watson, the new Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly movie. It's a stupid movie, but it's not as bad as everybody is claiming. Like, it's got like a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, and people are just ripping it to shreds. There are some big laughs in the movie. Now, it's stupid, and a lot of the jokes fall flat. And it's only like 80 minutes long. So you're in and you're out, and there are some big laughs in it. It's not good. I don't recommend people spend money on it. But we're going to get his thoughts on that and some other, because, you know, this is not the first comedy that's been made, you know, with Sherlock Holmes. There were all the Robert Downey Jr. movies. Hey, hello, wait a minute now. Hold on a second. So he's going to be on with us. We are also going to have the author of The Making of Slapshot on with us to talk about his book, The Making of Slapshot, which is my next, coincidentally enough, is my next film club screening. So we're going to get some behind-the-scenes stories from the book, straight from the book. We'll talk to the author of that book, and then you guys can all come out on Tuesday and see the movie at the AMC Rosemont 18. Starts at 8 o'clock. Go to the Murray Brothers restaurant down the street beforehand. Have food at a 15% discount and get yourself a $2 Schlitz Tall Boy. That's the special, the old-time hockey special. So it's going to be a good night. So get your reservations going at amctheaters.com. Reserve your seats for Slapshots this Tuesday night. amctheaters.com. All right. So entertainment stories. So I'm checking out this article here, and the first thing they mention is the Royals. They had a very busy family. In April, Duchess Kate gave birth to her and Prince William's third child, Louis. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge welcomed Louis Arthur Charles on April 23rd. And it's the fifth in line to the throne and the sixth great-grandchild for 92-year-old Queen Elizabeth. And then it was, of course, the royal wedding, which was seen by millions. I actually watched part of it. I don't know why the hell. You know why? Because it was really early in the morning, and that's when I'm kind of awake. You know what I mean? Because my sleep schedule is that, you know, I'm the most awake right around now, leading up until about eight in the morning. So I watched part of it. I was curious. I don't care about the royal family. I actually don't even understand why so many Americans are obsessed with the royal family. But yeah, so they got married, and that was a big deal. And then it seems like everybody was having babies. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had another baby this year, and Kylie Jenner had a baby. And again, these are like, you know, these are things that I don't care about either, because I don't care about the Kardashians and the Jenners and the. I can honestly say that I've never seen. Dan, have you ever seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I don't think so.
I've never seen a full episode of that show. I never have, I don't understand the obsession with it.
Yeah, it's not really on my to-do list either.
No. But people love it. I mean, there's 17 different Kardashian shows, and we can blame Ryan Seacrest for that, because Ryan Seacrest is the executive producer on all of them. How about this? Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine, they had a baby in February, their second kid. Robin Thicke had a baby with April Love Geary. That was in February. Dwayne The Rock Johnson had a daughter in April. And it's their second daughter together. His girlfriend is Lauren Hashian. And he's got, I think, two kids from his previous marriage, if I'm not mistaken. He's got two kids from his previous marriage, I'm pretty sure. So these are all the babies. John Stamos and Caitlin McHugh welcomed their son Billy in April. Yeah. Khloe Kardashian also had a baby. Man, the Kardashians are just, they're just breeding.
Sweeps time, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all for the ratings. They're having babies because they need ratings. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend welcomed their second child, Miles, on May 16th. Alec Baldwin and his wife had a baby for the fourth time. And what is Alec Baldwin now? What is he? He's got to be like, what, 65, 66? He's got four children with this woman. And then I think it's two adult children with Kim Basinger. I know Ireland is one of his children, and she's an adult. I think he's got two with her.
Yeah, he's 60, looks like.
He's 60?
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is only 7 years older than me? How is that possible? Well, anyway, 60 is pretty old to have a kid, don't you think? And he's got like four kids, like little kids, including a baby now. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's, you know, it keeps you young, maybe. Cardi B and Offset had a baby girl in July. And there you go. Now, the other big, like, sort of music news that we're getting to is the year of Ariana Grande. She became, I mean, like a major star this year. Well, I mean, she's been a star before, but like she released like a big record, had a big tour and all that stuff. And then all the Pete Davidson stuff. Yeah, and that didn't last very long. Remember when they announced they were dated for like a month and a half, and then they announced that they were getting engaged?
Yeah, I remember the SNL episode that took place, because it was right at the beginning of the season, I mm-hmm. think, when she was on, and they tried to pop a rating with that, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was just so strange. And then, you know, and then of course they broke up. You know, they broke off the engagement. That was a real shocker. Because they dated, I think they dated, it was like just a few weeks. I think it was like 5-6 weeks they dated.
Two idiot kids.
Yeah. And then they got engaged and made the rounds together. Like, at any function or any TV show, they were there, they were together, they were on the red carpet, they were making a big deal about it. Pete Davidson was doing update bits on it, on the show.
Yeah.
And then they ended up breaking up. And there's the weird subtext to this entertainment story is that Ariana Grande's ex-boyfriend was a rapper named Mac Miller. And Mac Miller, I liked Mac Miller. He was a incredibly funny guy, and I wasn't necessarily a huge fan of his music, but he was really an entertaining dude and a very funny guy. And whenever he was on talk shows, he was particularly great when he went on Ridiculousness. Like when he was a guest on Ridiculousness twice. And he was great on that. So I really liked the guy. But then he died in September. And this was like right before the whole, you know, Pete Davidson thing happened. And then there was this underlying weirdness that Pete Davidson may have been tweeting out negative things about Mac Miller when they were dating, and that might have caused like a death or something. So then it just got weird, like a lot of these news stories do. So what do you think, guys? Entertainment stories from last year, which ones stood out for you? Which ones are the memorable ones? Did you watch the royal wedding? Do you care about all these Kardashians having kids? The Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson saga, was that something that was interesting to you? What else stands out? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Yeah. All right. Hi. Welcome. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Thursday morning, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Going through some of the big entertainment stories of 2018, discussing them and remembering the entertainment stories from last year. And if you guys want to jump in with some of the stuff that you thought was fun or interesting or you followed, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's talk and text. So here's Donald on WGN. Hi, Donald.
Hi. Yeah, I heard that, and I saw it on YouTube, so it's got to be true, right? Patrick Stewart is at 78 years old. Is supposed to come back as Jean-Luc Picard and revive the Star Trek
franchise. I heard that too. I heard that too. Yeah.
And I mean, that actually means something, because maybe they'll get to the higher quality that they used to be.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, no, I heard about that one. You know, Patrick Stewart keeps busy, man. I know he's 78 years old, but that guy works. And
he sounds and looks great.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. Yeah, that would be cool for Star Trek fans, you know, and I know he wants to do it. And if Patrick Stewart is on board, I think that, you know, I think you've got your ace in the hole and you can probably get that done, you know.
Oh, yeah, because he even got teary-eyed, and he misses the character, and it's one of the great characters on television.
There you go. Okay, cool. Thanks, Donald.
Thank you.
All right, there's a little entertainment story. By the way, speaking of Patrick Stewart, there's this new movie coming out in a couple of months called The Kid Who Would Be King, and it's like a modern-day version of the King Arthur legend, but with kids playing the parts. And they have a Merlin in the movie, played by, it's basically all the characters from the Knights of the Round Table, the King Arthur, Excalibur legend, but it's all done with kids. It actually looks really fun. It looks like a really fun movie. The effects look fun, and it looks really cool. So Merlin is able to, you know, disguise himself as a kid. But when he's not disguised as a kid, he's Patrick Stewart. So Patrick Stewart is playing Merlin, at least the adult version of Merlin that he can transform into. But the costume that he's wearing, this is what he's wearing in the movie, Patrick Stewart. He's wearing like a gray hoodie and a big Zeppelin t-shirt. So as soon as I saw that in the trailer, I'm like, well, I got to see this. I want to see Patrick Stewart wearing a Zeppelin shirt. I mean, how is that not awesome? Patrick Stewart in a Led Zeppelin shirt? You've got my money. But then the rest of the movie looks very entertaining. It looks like a lot of fun. So anyway, I just thought, as soon as I saw it, I was like, Patrick Stewart wearing a Zeppelin shirt. I just, yes. Thank you. Hey, Dan, did you see Logan?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I mean, and Patrick Stewart in that movie?
Yeah. Terrific.
Oh, my God. And Hugh Jackman? I mean, that's my favorite comic book movie of all time.
Logan. Perfect way to wrap that story up.
Yeah. And I think it's one of my favorite. I think it's my favorite comic book movie of all time because it doesn't feel like a comic book movie.
It's true, yeah.
It feels like a Western, more like a Western than a comic book movie. But yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite, it dethroned Spider-Man 2, the Sam Raimi with Doc Ock, Alfred Molina as Doc Ock.
Oh, Alfred Molina.
Yeah. That was my favorite. That was my favorite comic book movie until Logan came out. And if you've not seen Logan, really, seriously, it is a great, great movie. And full-on R-rated violence, all kinds of cool. So that's another reason why I think I liked it, because they did not hold back on the violence and the language. So, and again, the performances by Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart and the little girl amazing.
And it was great because it evolved from, I mean, the original X-Men series with, you know, Jackman was in it and Patrick Stewart was in it. But those were like regular blockbuster kind of, some of them stunk. So
yeah.
To see it,
like the style of this one is completely different than any of the other ones. And the tone of it is completely different, you know, and what it's about aging, you know what I mean? And losing your power and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great piece of work. I mean, it really is a great piece of work. So, you know, Kanye West had an interesting year in the entertainment world. I mean, besides having the kid with Kim Kardashian, he had some interesting things to say on TMZ Live. Remember when he made those appearances on TMZ Live? In which one appearance he said slavery was a choice. You remember that one?
I do. I do now.
He is a lunatic. And then, of course, I mean, I don't even, you know, he basically, when he was the, when he was the musical guest on SNL, most recently.
That whole weird thing.
At the end, when he basically, the cast said that he held everybody captive.
Everyone looks, and yeah, they look like hostages.
He had the MAGA hat on, and then he was giving speeches and talking about everything. And then, like, it's very funny because Pete Davidson talked about it on Update, like, the week after it happened. And, like, really ripped into Kanye. So, they show footage because everybody's standing out there very uncomfortably. There's, like, 15 people on stage. And Kanye just going, doing the Kanye thing with the MAGA hat on and just, like, not making any sense whatsoever. And, like, screaming and talking about this and talking about that. And they showed the footage. And you can see Pete Davidson is standing in the background. And everybody's standing there. And he's like, nah. He walks off stage. Just walks off stage. He's like, I couldn't take it anymore. And then it got even weirder. That whole thing with Kanye at the White House with Trump. That is, and Jim Brown.
I forgot Jim Brown was there.
Oh yeah, Jim Brown sitting there going, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing here? What am I? And then they did a great job with that on SNL.
Yeah,
because they had Keenan play Jim Brown, and Keenan is like the all-star now because he's been there for 47 years on SNL. And Chris Redd's Kanye is fantastic, and of course we all know that Alec Baldwin, you know, has perfected the Trump. But that's a weird year for Kanye's been weird for a long time. Can we admit that, right?
I think so.
Kanye's basically been a nutcase for most of his career now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, I put on Graduation. It still holds up.
I realize that the guy has a lot of talent musically. It's not my cup of tea, but I know the guy's got a lot of talent musically. But he's a lunatic. By the way, I'm looking at the TV and I see Mary Vandeveld running up the stairs on a TV commercial for the Fight for Air Climb.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw Mary Vandeveld running up the stairs. Hi, Mary. Anyway, So yeah, you know, he basically, you know, lost his mind and had a crazy, crazy year. How about some of the celebrity deaths, Dan, of 2018?
It feels so far away now because we've had like four already and two 2019.
We basically talked about three of them, three of the first deaths of 2019. A lot this morning. One of the most shocking and one of the saddest. They're all sad. Whenever anybody dies, it's sad. I want to take that. I don't want to, you know, make it that it's sadder than. But the one that hit me the hardest was Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. That feels like an eternity ago.
It does, doesn't it?
That was what, over the summer.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's. I have to say, Dan, the last 2 years, and I'm not going to say why, but the last 2 years have felt like 50 years. And I'm saying specifically the last 2 years have felt like 50 years have gone by. And so when Bourdain, you know, Bourdain was so great. You know, he wrote great books. His shows were terrific. He was all about being inclusive and going to places and trying new things.
And he was honest.
Absolutely.
On the show. Like, if he was filming and he felt like crap, he would convey that to his audience.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. Not, I mean, obviously a great chef and a, you know, just a very entertaining guy, but his, you know, his philosophy on life was what really shone through on his shows. This unbelievable, like, curiosity and playfulness and inclusiveness, and trying to get people to feel the same way about accepting others.
Embracing just the stuff that was going on around him.
And around the world, too, you know, and teaching culture and stuff. He was an amazing guy, and the fact that it was a suicide made it all the more sad. So, all right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk more. What about entertainment stories from 2018 stand out for you? 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, as we are every weekday morning, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, Nick DiGiulio. And what's going on? It's Thursday morning, and we were talking about some of the big entertainment news stories of last year, 2018. What stands out for you? What do you remember? And some of the celebrity deaths of this last year. 406 area code says the passing of Stan Lee. And that was a big one for a lot of people. He was 95 years old, so he led a nice long life. But still, you know, the influence and the impact that he had on so many people. And just the amount of characters and work that he created, really great.
And he was around, like, he was in the news a little bit leading up to his death, too, wasn't he? Because there was that case with the, his caretaker?
Yeah.
They thought there was some elder abuse going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I don't know if he, because he makes a cameo in, like, virtually all of the Marvel movies. He doesn't make a cameo in Logan, though. But he makes a cameo in virtually all of the Marvel movies, and his cameo in Spider-Man. He's got a cameo in the new Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. I don't know if he lived long enough to film a cameo for Endgame, but I think he did. I think he's going to be in Endgame, and that's probably the last one that he'll appear in. But, Stan Lee, that was a big, big deal when Stan Lee passed away. A lot of people I have a lot of comic book friends who were just like they lost a friend. Someone who created this world that they totally understood. The Queen of Soul passed away this past year. 847 area code says that watched Aretha's entire funeral, long, memorable, with some classic moments. That was another one. That was a titan. She was just...
Yeah. Speaking of Ariana Grande, wasn't there at that funeral she performed and there was that controversy about the preacher guy who tried to cop a feel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I totally forgot about that. Uh, 816 area code says, great show. The Cosby conviction was certainly a big story. Also, I can't believe the insane level many stars like Jim Carrey took with their participation in Resist Trump movement, risking large parts of their audience and support. 815 area code, the biggest story of 2018 is how messed up Hollywood is and how people are starting to catch on and tune out. Well, that started last year when the Harvey Weinstein thing broke. That started last year. Have you seen some of the weird stuff that Kevin Spacey, speaking of this?
Well, the video popped up on Christmas Eve was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
One of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And he's been out of the spotlight since this, but he's got to go to trial. He's got to go to hearings and stuff now on some of the accusations that have been made against him. But now there's another thing that he did in addition to this weird video it's online if you want to see it. It's really strange. So there was a pictures of him bringing a pizza out to some paparazzi who were like camped outside where he was staying. So the picture of him bringing pizza out to a paparazzi, wearing a hat that said "retired in 2017," so like acknowledging that his career is over, and bringing pizza to these paparazzi guys, and saying, "I know that you're just doing your job, and so here's something to eat." So I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know what's going on with Kevin Spacey, but it's weird. So, 773 area code says, those soccer kids stuck in the cavern. Amazing how long it took to get them out. Then we go back to Mean Gene, who passed away. 807 area code says, Gene and Bobby H. Would have worked together from 74 on. They worked in AWA from Minneapolis, and Hulk Hogan came from the AWA. Yes, he did. 815 area code said, I loved his interviews with the Crusher and Bruiser on AWA from Quad Cities. This is a Gene Okerlund they're talking about. 708 area code says, it was a great voice on that show. Most of the guys nowadays are young and bad. We need to bring back Bradshaw. Through the King Lawler and JR, the old guys are the best. That's Jimbo. I like Michael Cole, I got to say. I think Michael Cole does a good job on Raw. I've always liked Michael Cole.
Yeah, I feel like his hands are tied a little bit by
the other two.
Yeah, and by Vince probably backstage. But I mean, he's a good broadcaster.
He's a real good broadcaster, and he was hilarious when he was just like doing interviews backstage when The Rock was at his prime, because just watching him react to what The Rock is doing and trying not to break, and then like The Rock making fun of him and putting t-shirts over his face and stuff. Um, 312 area code says, I wonder how many folks know that Mean Gene's son Todd was a standout hockey player in high school and college in Minnesota, and he played a couple of seasons for the New York Islanders. Wow. That's from Steve. Thank you, Steve. 847 area code says, I was in high school when the Captain and Tennille were popular. Their songs were beat to death on top 40 stations that I listened to. Muskrat Love has got to be one of the worst songs ever to become a hit. Love your show. That's Laura from Schaumburg. 870 says, Super Dave with Fuji was great, but you can't air that today. Some of the other. If you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. So there were a lot of celebrity weddings, too. We mentioned the royal wedding that everybody was watching. So Kaylee Cuoco, how do you pronounce her name? Is it Cuoco?
I don't know. I think it's Coco, but that's just me guessing.
I thought it was Cuoco, but whatever. She's on that Big Bang Theory thing. She got married to a guy named Carl Cook, who was a professional equestrian. All right. Game of Thrones co-stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie got married Saturday, June 23rd. The ceremony had many stars in attendance. Yeah, I don't watch the Game of Thrones, so I don't know. Are they a couple on the show? Dan, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do not.
I don't either. I mean, I tried to, and then I was like, yeah, I'm turning this one off. Because I didn't understand. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't care. There were some boobs on it, though.
I did hear that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
which
boobs.
Which almost prompted me to get invested.
There's a lot of boobs and beheadings. That's what I... And dragons. There's, like, dragons flying around. But I just couldn't...
That's too big of an investment.
That's what I'm saying. And, yeah. But Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, I don't know who they play on the show. But...
Well, he's, like, the star.
Yeah, I mean,
Jon Snow is like the main guy.
Yeah,
I
recognize him, you know. But yeah, Amy Schumer got married. Jeez, I totally forgot about that. She got married to Chris Fisher. That was on February 13th. Well, that was almost a year ago. That's probably why I forgot. Here's Adam on WGN. Hi, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what's up?
I just want to talk about Super Dave for 1 second, because there's so much stuff about him that makes me laugh out loud, that I have to talk about. Any of the segments that anybody can find with him and Norm MacDonald,
oh, yeah.
Norm is just one of these guys that has these particular people that he likes to go at or likes to kind of get the reactions out of. Dennis Miller was one of them. And it just seemed like Norm was just a guy that went after Super Dave. If you ever watch any of his web show that he had,
he actually sent out, oh man, I don't have it word for word. Dan, can you look it up? Because it wasn't a part of the obit that I read, but Norm Macdonald posted a really beautiful tweet about Bob Einstein.
Yeah, I remember seeing it earlier.
It's really beautiful. It's about how, you know, a lot of comedians don't get funny. You have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always sad when a comedian gets old and isn't funny anymore. Few avoid this. But what if there was a comedian who not only didn't lose it, but instead became funnier every day until his last? There was one, and now there's not. Bob Einstein is gone. I loved him.
Yeah.
Norm Macdonald.
Yeah. And their chemistry, their chemistry. And when if Norm Macdonald likes you, it's going to kick ass. It's going to be funny. That's because Norm Macdonald is great. And when he can bounce off of someone, it's really awesome.
Absolutely. And how they, I mean, clearly these are pros. When they're around each other and they know a camera's rolling, they're going to play these, you know, they're going to play however they want to with each other in front of a camera or in front of people. And it was just, it was so awesome to get to see those guys do stuff. And, you know, God bless Norm Macdonald. I hope he's not still having problems with, you know, Xanax and stuff now. But, I love Norm to death, but hey, Nate, thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Adam. Take care. You know, I'm still baffled, and I've never really checked this out or not, but do you know that when I got inducted to the Walk of Fame that Norm Macdonald tweeted out a congratulations to me?
Really?
I'm not kidding. And it was from his account. Now, I don't know if somebody hacked his account and got in there. I don't know if he listens. I don't know. But all I know is I freaked out. I was like, wait a minute, this is really... I thought it was fake at first, and somebody said, no, that's his real account. That's really... That was tweeted from Norm Macdonald's actual account. He congratulated me on my induction to the Walk of Fame. I mean,
Did you screenshot it? Do you have?
Well, I posted it. I put it up on my page.
Okay.
I mean, this was a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I posted it on my Facebook page, and then people kept saying, "No, it's real," because they kept they kept posting responses that it was real, and I have no explanation for it. I don't know where it came from. All I know is that Norm Macdonald tweeted a congratulations to me when I got inducted into the WGN Walk of Fame. I don't know. Very weird. But, I mean, you know, and I love Norm. I think he's one of the funniest guys that's ever lived. And the best Weekend Update anchor of all time.
Absolutely.
Without question, the best Weekend anchor update of all time. Welcome back, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're here for 9 more minutes. And then it's Steve Grzanich in the opening bell, and after that at 6 o'clock, it's the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive. We are talking about the entertainment news stories that really stood out, and the entertainment deaths and the entertainment weddings for 2018 as we head into 2019, we always look back at the year before. And once again, I want to remind everybody that on Monday morning at 1 o'clock, Eric Childress and Colin Suter will be live in studio for our annual wrap-up of the movie year. And we'll give out our lists for the best films, the worst films of 2018, best performances, and much more. It's always a lot of fun. We always look forward to it. It's one of our favorite mornings of the year. So that's coming up on Monday morning. There you go. All right, so some more marriages here that happened that I wasn't aware of. Did you know that Justin Bieber got married?
You know, I did only because somebody just called in with it minutes ago. They didn't want to go on the air, but that was...
Justin Bieber married model Hailey Baldwin, and they got married pretty recently. It was in November. How old is the Biebs now? Because I always, you know, and I know he's gotten older, but I always think of him as like he's 15. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Looks like he's 24.
Well, he's still young, though, man. 24 is pretty young to get married. Um, Oh, man. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra got married. And I am jealous. She is beautiful. Well, Nick Jonas is a good-looking guy, too. But she's 10 years older than him. Wow. He's only like 26. She's 36.
Huh.
She is, oh, my God, is she beautiful, that woman. What? Wait a minute. I'm looking at the next. Miley Cyrus got married to Liam Hemsworth? What? What? They confirmed that they tied the knot in December. Amid reports that the couple got married in a secret wedding. What? Miley Cyrus married Liam Hemsworth? I don't know why I find that so crazy. But they did. They got married. All right. How about divorces? Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux? They got divorced. They were married for 2.5 years. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan? They got divorced. They were married for a long time. Nikki Bella and John Cena broke up. But he says that he still loves her despite the split. Again, did they do this for the TV show?
I was going to say, everything is a work until proven otherwise.
Well, I'm not talking about the wrestling. I'm talking about the total Bellas. That's a work, too. Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Hey, did you know that they made I just saw the trailer for it. Did you know that they made a movie of Paige's life?
Yeah. The Rock is like the executive producer.
I saw the trailer. It looks great. Nick Frost plays her dad.
And I was surprised from the trailer how good it looked.
It looks great. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know that I love Paige. And I'm so sad she can't wrestle anymore because of an injury. She's still on SmackDown, so she's still a presence. I love Paige. I have an unnatural crush on her.
Yeah.
And she was great in the ring. But yeah, I was like, wow, that's awesome. I can't wait to see it now. It's called Fighting With My Family. And it's about it's Paige's story.
Next, they're like crazy English carnies or something, right?
Yeah. And what happens is the older brother and Paige both try out for the WWE. Vince Vaughn is the scout. So they both try out for WWE, and she gets it and he doesn't. And he's been a more passionate wrestling fan, you know, than she was.
Right.
And she gets it, and he doesn't. And then there's all this family tension about, you know, how she got the gig and he didn't, and how that affects the family and their relationship and all that stuff. It looks good. The Rock is in it. Not only executive produced it, but he's in it. So I'm looking forward to that. Paris Hilton and her husband called it quits. I didn't even know she was married. Let's see. ABC cancels Roseanne was another big story. How about that? After her tweet, that was a big story.
Yeah, after all that fanfare of like the show came back and it was actually drawing numbers, and then
big numbers, big numbers,
Big Row blew it up.
Yeah, yep. But now you know I guess the Conners is doing well, and I guess it recovered and it's actually a pretty good show. I don't watch. I never watched Roseanne really, and so I was not interested in it. But I guess fans of Roseanne are enjoying the Conners.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but
well, some talented people on that show. I mean, yeah. You know, John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf. I mean, come on.
They were, yeah.
So, how about the old tweets resurfacing from Kevin Hart and James Gunn? Cost James Gunn the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. So there's a lot of that stuff is popping up. Bill Cosby heads to prison, as we mentioned earlier. And what else do we got here? Yeah. So those are just some of the stories that made headlines, entertainment stories that made headlines this past year. And there'll be more this year, I'm sure. More insanity. Kevin Spacey delivering more pizzas. I think that might be a thing. Anyway, all right. So here's the deal: we've got our show tomorrow, and that's going to be Bob Medea is going to join us. He is the our resident Sherlock Holmes expert. He's going to talk about the history of comedy with the character Sherlock Holmes, including the new Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly movie, which is getting demolished by the critics and audiences alike, and nobody is going to see it. It's not good, but I didn't hate it. Like I said, there are some big laughs in it. So we'll talk about that and more Sherlock Holmes stuff. And then the author of a book called The Making of Slapshot is going to join me to talk about The Making of Slapshot. Well, you would think if that's the title of the movie, that's what we're going to talk about. And this is on the eve of my screening Tuesday of Slapshot with Paul Newman and the Hanson Brothers and all that cool stuff. So it all starts at 1 a.m. And then, like I said, and then we're off for the weekend. And then Monday morning, really fun special show. Colin Suter, Eric Childress join me live in studio, and we do a summation of the entire film year of 2018. Best movies, worst performances, and everything in between. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning and on Monday morning as well. Also, stay tuned right now because the news is coming up next, followed by the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Thanks, Dan, thanks again, man, for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it all again tomorrow. And we got all the Friday features tomorrow as well. So we'll get into that. So that's cool. All right, let's take a break, and the news is up next.